Hallelujah. Good morning, precious brothers and sisters in the Lord. Psalm 119 from verse
41 to 48.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let your faithful love come to me. Let your salvation come to me according to your promise, so I can have a response for those who mock me because I have trusted in your word. Please don't take your true word out of my mouth, because I have waited for your rules. I've always keep your instructions, always and forever. I will walk around in wide open spaces because I have pursued your precepts. I'll talk about your laws before rulers with no shame whatsoever. I will rejoice in your commandments because I love them. I will lift up my hands to your commandments because I love them. And I will contemplate all your statutes.
Oh, hallelujah. I think here, straight away, 2 Peter comes to mind here. That having escaped the corruption, having been born again, having entered into the kingdom and now drawing close to the Lord, I think of that wonderful scripture. Having escaped the corruption, we partake of the great and precious promises. We desire them. We hold fast to these, the promises, so that we can partake of the divine nature. And here we can just see the same type of principles. You know, he longs to partake of the divine nature by holding on to the promises, and that the Lord will just keep him in his word. And this is the same with us. We understand that God is a unique word for us. He stirs us up uniquely every morning to see what we need to see, so that we can be encouraged ourselves and we can encourage others. But then also we are partaking of a unique word relevant to a purpose which no eye has seen or ears heard God has prepared for those that love him. So we need to see it day by day. Morning by morning, he wakens up our eyes to see anew and our ears to hear afresh. Think of Isaiah 50. So we can wake up to the day laid out for us, preparing ourselves for the day. But then also, we are partaking of the many days God has got for us. So how do you eat the elephant? Day by day, bit by bit. So in the same way that we are drawing close this morning to have a word in our mouth, because God is writing his laws on our hearts and our minds, working in us to will and to do. So be blessed as you arise and shine in the Lord's presence and in his leading. And remember now to be mindful of it, so that in the day it can be something you can reflect on, so as to pass tests. Because remember, the devil comes to steal your faith, and your faith comes by his leading, his word. So hold on to it. So sometimes in the past, I would write down the words that God has given me and just keep it with me. And then when I'm feeling a bit down or some testing comes, I go and I look there straight away. And that helps to get my mind where it needs to be. But also, our Lord is a very present help, so he's always there to call on. If he's just a call away, and then his hand is right there to help you. Just like, remember when Peter, in the Spirit, walking on the water, turning his eyes off the Spirit into seeing darkness and getting his mind in the wrong place, he starts sinking, but immediately calls on the Lord, and straight away God's hand is there. So be blessed to know God is a very present help. He will never leave you or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.